We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T. AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Bud Light, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Cut off, step back, three ball up, got it! Wow!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
To Rudy, there it is. Welcome to Rudy's, everybody. We can fit a basketball highlight in once in a while. There's nothing wrong with
that. I thought that was kind of cool.
It's time for Sooner Sports Talk. It is OU Texas Week. The Red River Showdown coming up this Saturday morning down in Dallas. And to help us navigate the next hour, please welcome the Butkus and Bednarik Award winner and the best color analyst in all of radio, Teddy Lehman, everybody.
T-Row, how we doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah?
You feeling good?
I feel great.
It's a fun week, isn't it?
It's an outstanding week. Best week of the year, sometimes, most years.
When we win.
When we win. Yeah. Right? I'll tell you later if it's the best week.
We'll let you know next week. And right off the top, let's don't mess around. Please welcome in now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody. Hi, Coach.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. How are you tonight, Coach?
I'm great. OU Texas Week, nothing better.
That's exactly right. We're going to talk. We're going to preview the Longhorns here in a bit. But let's start with a look back at a 37-31 win to stay unbeaten Saturday up in Manhattan, Kansas. What'd you like? What'd you not like, Coach?
Yeah, you know, another very strange game. Another kind of old school, low possession football game. Oh, there was a lot to like. I mean, I loved how we came out in the third quarter, and that was a big emphasis because, you know, 2 years ago there in Manhattan, we played a decent first half. You know, I think we're up going into half, and then just came out and just really were really poor in the third quarter. They separated, and we had to mount a furious comeback to come back and just even have a chance to win there at the end. This was different. You know, we came out really ready to play in the third quarter and played some of the best stretch of ball that we've played. Just kind of the entire team. You know, all of a sudden it was a 3-point lead, just exploded to a 17-point lead just like that. And so love how we played there. You know, I think offensively played pretty well on the day, made the most of our possessions, you know, played one of our better games here up to this point, especially again with it being so low possession. I thought the offensive guys did a lot of good things, made some improvements against a good Kansas State defense. And then, you know, defensively, obviously the first turnover was huge, you know, flipping the field with the longest fumble return in the history of the school. That was a monster play. We had a couple other nice fourth down stops. Obviously did not play as consistent there as we wanted to play. Did missed a few tackles that we've been making. But obviously it was enough to get the win. And then, you know, special teams, hit or miss. Obviously, you know, Berkich was tremendous again, but had a couple errors. Obviously one on a punt return. And then, yeah, we were in a tough situation on the kickoff return, you know, as far as kind of the decision what to do there at the end. So, I mean, all had, you know, it all kind of adds up to a great win on the road against a good football team, especially with the quarterback coming back and being an emotional day. But, you know, still a lot to get better at and a lot to be excited about.
You mentioned that the kickoff and the decision there at the end. Take us inside that. Obviously, you could do a long squib there. You're backed up. You know a return's coming. Possibly maybe even kick it out of bounds, but that's giving them, you know, great field position there. I mean, ultimately, you got to go down and cover the kick no matter what happens. There's probably no, like, right decision there. But what was that process like?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, we talked about kicking it out of bounds, but honestly, the thought was I'll probably just make us back it up and kick it again, you know, which is not what we wanted to do. You know, it's you're in between there. I mean, you really got two options. I mean, you kick it deep and trust your team to cover, which we'd covered the kicks well, and we've covered kicks well this season, I think. Now, there it's also a strength of theirs. They're obviously one of the best return units in the country. Then the flip side is you could squib it, you know, you could you know, hit a little sky or pooch kick down there, but, you know, you're just totally conceding them great field position if you do that. So it was a tough call. We went back and forth. I was very undecided on it. I almost called timeout even right as we were approaching the kickoff and didn't do it. Trusted our guys to cover it, and we didn't. You know, the space obviously didn't help, but we made a couple of errors on that you can't make in that situation because they do have more room. You know, we had a couple of guys kind of ran into each other and ended up falling down that would have been, I think, in good position. And then on top of that, we missed a tackle. So we made some errors that, listen, regardless of where we were kicking off from, it wasn't our best coverage-wise. But, yeah, it's one of those decisions you look back and say you wish you would have squibbed it or sky kicked it, but it's a tough situation. That's one of those penalties. You can't have those. I mean, it was just the penalty totally changed the situation there and really put our backs against the wall.
Just to clarify, so I know the rule. Since you kicked off at the 20, if you had kicked it out of bounds, they get it at the 50, or they can decline it and just say, hey, kick it again?
It depends where it goes out of bounds, because if it goes out of bounds before that, it can be a spot foul. It's kind of what's better, or they can make you kick it again. And that's the biggest concern, because we actually talked about it. The biggest concern is you're already kicking it off from way back there. Now move it 5 yards back and do it again. So, I mean, I think keeping it in bounds was the right play, but there's a lot of – you know, again, a lot to it. You hate to give them a short field, but you hate to give them a chance to return with that much air. And it's obviously the best answer is don't get the darn penalty and don't put yourself in that position.
All right, let's stay in the weeds with the intricate stuff, and then we'll talk some football, I promise. The double onside kick replay. What all happened in your headset over that course of time?
Yeah, a lot. You know, we had – a coach on the field that thought it might have happened live, felt like they thought they saw the ball maybe kind of change course, and you can kind of tell the ball just, it looked funky when he kicked it. And then, so we also knew that the recovery was really, really close on the 10-yard. We knew it was right on the line. So as that got reviewed, we had a chance to see, and you see the angle we're seeing right now, and we had a couple guys up top that spotted it and said, absolutely, he hit that ball twice. And So this is while the initial review is going on. So they obviously come back and stayed with the call in the field. So we brought the referee over, and I asked them, I said, I told them the ball got double kicked and said, did you guys review or look at the ball being double kicked initially? And he said, no. And he said, well, all we looked at was the spot. And I said, well, you know, you need to, I asked him if I could challenge it. And he told me that I could challenge it. So I confirmed up top again that we were very, very sure, which is not a – listen, any of us have been assistant coaches, that's not easy. You tell the head coach he should review it, you better be right. And so our guys were. So they reviewed it. We challenged it, felt like it was worth the challenge at that point. It was such a critical play, not just for the possession, but if they overturn it, we get the ball – where he hit it, you know. So I mean, it's a huge, huge play, and so felt like it was worth it, and we were sure enough. And I give the officials credit. I mean, they clearly got it right.
You get one challenge per game, and if you get it right, you get a second challenge. Correct.
Yeah, correct.
And no more than two.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy. The funniest thing to me was watching you on the sideline. You were adamant. Before they even came back and announced it, you're telling the offense to get out there. So did you actually see the angle, or is that you just getting information from upstairs?
Mostly information upstairs. There was one angle they showed in the stadium that I could tell it might have, but the quality in the stadium on those video boards is not quite like the TVs and angles that you can see in the box as far as replays. And so I wasn't 100% sure, but my guys up top were, and I give them a lot of credit. And yeah, I was obviously hoping they had reviewed it, you know, to begin with. And then, we felt pretty certain that if they were looking at that part, that it was going to be our ball.
You had three possessions in the first half, barely three possessions in the first half. Are you, as an offensive guy, are you just pulling your hair out over not being on the field more than you guys are?
Nah, I mean, it's how these games go. I will say it's been strange in that I've had in all the years I've coached, all the games, hundreds and hundreds of games, I've had that happen one other time where you've had, you know, eight or nine possessions in a game, and now we've had it 3 weeks in a row. So it's so strange. It is strange, but, I mean, it's just part of it. And so you just, if anything, we've probably – learn some patience and honestly, the other day it probably didn't rattle our guys maybe as much as it has before, you know, we've had some practice at it, and we handled it better.
Has it ever come up, you know, since that seems like this is the trend, the play has been to defer if you win the toss. Have you guys considered the way that some of these, especially first halves, have unfolded to maybe take that first possession whenever you have the chance?
Definitely have thought about that, you know, and obviously part of it, you know, depends if you win it or not. And again, we've been a little bit different this year, just the way it's played out. You know, last year we were so good early in games. We've actually been a little bit better, you know, red zone and some of the stops in the plus field defensively, but we haven't gotten as many three and outs early as we expect to get, or maybe we have in the past. And so, no, it's definitely been a point of discussion.
They're too good at the Belichickian turnaround at halftime. I mean, you know what?
It's big.
They did it again this week. They scored going in, scored coming out. So, all right, every week we get a question from our Academy Sports and Outdoors employees for Coach Riley. And let's see what question they have for you tonight.
Hey, Coach, recruiting service rankings aren't always reflective of how good players will end up being. How do you identify potential players, and what traits must they have for you to offer them a scholarship?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think you're going to find out about players a lot of different ways. But, I think you got to have your priorities in order. You've got to know, you know, to your question, you've got to know exactly what you're looking for. I think as a program, you have to be able to define that. Both as a player, the physical traits, and then probably the tougher things to evaluate for us are the intangibles. You don't get to spend a lot of time with these kids. You don't get to go out, you know, and see these guys just, you know, as much as you would like to be able to understand those things. So I think it takes a real feel for our coaches and our staff to evaluate these guys. And do they have the mental makeup? Do they have the character? Do they have the the courage? Do they have the inner drive? You know, just all of those things that we know helps make a guy successful. And, you know, and these guys are at so many different points. You know, some have been really developed, some are underdeveloped. They come from all types of different backgrounds, schools, home lives, you name it. So it's a challenge. But, yeah, we've got things that we stick to, and we don't try to pay attention a whole lot to stars, recruiting rankings. We evaluate them in-house, and we trust our evaluations, and that's how we do it.
I was going to ask this later, but since we're talking recruiting, I'm going to throw it in here. This week, OU Texas, you were talking about how when you got the job, this is one of the first things you thought about. When you've got kids from the state of Oklahoma and the state of Texas, I mean, they obviously know about this game. We just had Curtis Lofton. Teddy grew up in the state. We know OU Texas. But when you go to Florida or when you go to California and you're recruiting kids that aren't around it, what do you tell them about this week and about this game?
I think just how unique it is, you know, that you can go to a lot of schools and, you know, most people have a rival. Most people have a rivalry game. You can't go do this anywhere else. I mean, this one is, I've said it for years, we've had guys on the staff that have been in all the other major rivalry games. And again, certainly not, not minimizing them in any way, but this one's different, man. I mean, this one is so unique. I just don't think there's anything in college football like it. And, it's just some of the best of college football in kind of one setting. And, I don't care where you go, you're not going to play in one like this.
All right, I got goosebumps. We'll take a timeout on that note. If you've got a question for Coach Riley tonight, you can tweet us at TRO OU or at OU on the air. We'll start hitting some of your questions next. You're watching the Lincoln Riley Show here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Thank you to our cornerstone television partners, OU Health and Anheuser-Busch, and our community partners, Fowler Auto Group, OU Health, OG&E, and Coca-Cola. Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by... The best place to gear up for game day is shop.soonersports.com. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
There we go, Rudy's OU Texas Week. They are fired up for the 117th Red River Showdown. Toby and Teddy back with you. We are with Sooner head coach Lincoln Riley. Coach, I know you weren't here in 1999, but you worked with Mike Leach. Did he ever relay to you the whole story about the fake playbook back in 1999?
I heard that probably early 2000s, probably 2004, somewhere in there. That was when I first heard about it, but typical, no surprise.
It's the least surprising thing ever. I only heard that story like a couple of years ago.
I think Jake Trotter did a big piece on ESPN about it.
Oh, it's so funny. Speaking of playbooks, the end around in Jeremiah Hall, was that like a player lobbied thing? Like, did he come up to you and say, hey, coach, I've got this great idea. You're going to love it. Or is that something you guys have had there on maybe the back burner for a while?
I think trying to use all the different skill sets. Hadn't really had it for a long time. Just something that we thought had a chance to be successful. And we've got some unique skill sets back there with those guys, you know, and guys like Jeremiah, you know, Braden, those guys, Stog, I mean, they give you so many different options because they can be really, really good blockers and almost like, in a way, extra offensive linemen at time. But then their ability to catch the ball, run with the ball, do all that is part of what makes defending those positions so tough.
Question on Twitter, KD Lawson, was picking up the tempo on offense a point of emphasis last week?
I wouldn't say any more than normal for us. We'd like to have our moments where we play fast. I think the biggest thing was we were more efficient and we were moving forward the majority of the day. And when you do that, it's easier to to play up tempo. It's a little bit harder to go up tempo when you're not moving or moving the wrong direction. And so I think, you know, a more efficient offense allows you to do more of that. And we were certainly, you know, more consistent and more efficient.
Yeah, you guys ran the ball well. It was effective, some of the zone scheme stuff. And then I thought the boot off of that, getting Spencer outside the pocket, he looks totally comfortable whenever he gets out there throwing on the run.
Yeah, he does. He's always been a good quarterback on the move, whether it's, you know, been design or he's ended up on a scramble. He's got a good calmness and you know, ability to deliver the ball, ability to tuck it down and run and still make people pay there. And it just – getting the guys executed. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. You can do whatever plan that you want, but the guys have got to be able to go execute it and make the plays at a high level. And the thing that I saw the other day with us, I mean, there wasn't like a lot of just spectacular plays. It was just we just made so many less mistakes. You know, we just played cleaner, really, other than the penalties. That was the one big thing that we looked back on and know we got to do better at everything, but that was the one big thing that held us back, if any, on the day. And other than that, as an offense, we had so many more plays where all 11 guys were doing their job, and we just played pretty good, clean football for the most part, and that's what you got to do.
You mentioned last week you were excited to see how your guys handled the road, really the first true raucous road environment in a couple of years. You won the game, but travel, crowd noise, everything. How'd you feel like it went for you?
I thought we did well with it. I mean, I think we definitely embraced it. You don't get out of that game with the win, I think, if you don't. So I think we certainly embraced it. We did a lot of good things. There's things we can point to do better, but I don't know if that's necessarily relative to the road. I thought our mindset going in was where it needed to be. I thought the guys were ready to play, ready to face kind of whatever came up. And I'm excited. I mean, obviously, we're going to get a lot more tests on the road as we go through, but it was a good start.
I got two good Twitter questions for you. The first one is going to win our $50 Rudy's gift card tonight. Our Rudy's Anywhere, Sooners Everywhere question comes from Willie Mays Hayes. I like the name. To honor the Kings' 84th birthday, today Barry Switzer's 84th birthday, Sooner fans. A round of applause for the King.
Happy birthday, Coach.
To honor his 84th birthday, what's the best advice Coach Switzer has ever given you?
What's the show rated? Is this on regular TV or HBO? I think we talked some when I first got here, I remember, and then a little bit after I became the head coach about just the, you know, the expectations here. You know, and I think he talked to me about just embracing them. You know, I know he used the term feeding the monster, and you know, he addressed it several different ways. But I think that's always been the right mindset here. I think it's part of the reason he was successful here is you can't shy away from them. You understand that those expectations are there, and that either makes some people nervous or it makes some people excited. And you can't fear, you know, what bad might happen. You can't coach here with fear. You can't. You've got to coach here with excitement about what you can do, and excitement about what you do have and the support and all the great things about this place. And I think that's how he coached here. And it's been, I think, really good advice as you go through the years and you go through the different ups and downs. I think it's something I've always tried to, you know, tried to keep with me, because I do think it's important, because this job's different than a lot of jobs. And you've got to, I think you have to understand that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Another good one, Brett Cantwell on Twitter. Bigger rivalry, OU Texas or Mule Shoe Littlefield? Littlefield your main rival?
Nah, Friona was probably ours. We beat up on both of them, but Friona was probably our Friona was our biggest one. That's the one I painted the water tower, so I probably got to go Mule Shoe Friona.
Statute of limitations is up on that.
We don't need our coach getting arrested the week of the game.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They might do it down in Texas.
Yeah.
Defense, you know, going into the game, been playing pretty well. Had some tackling issues. Now, Deuce Vaughn's going to make a bunch of people miss. That's kind of what he does out there. Do you view that as maybe a one-game issue, or do you see something going on there that you really got to try and nip in the bud?
No, we got to play better. I mean, I think tackling issues, as you know, come from so many different areas. I mean, it's leveraging the ball correctly, you know, guys being in the correct position, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback so he can't sit back there all day and have those check downs. There's so much to it, body position, angles. And so we missed tackles for a few different reasons throughout the game. I mean, I think all very correctable, but we've got to do better. And really, I think at all three levels of the defense, I don't think there was one level that we – you know, felt like, man, we played great on the D-line and we just weren't very good at the backers and secondary or vice versa. We had some guys that played well, but we felt like as a whole, you really couldn't say any unit on the defense or any kind of level of the defense was played to the standard and kind of played the way we expect. And so, and against a veteran quarterback with a couple really good skill players, you know, they're going to make you pay if you're not at your best. And we can play better, and we need to play better. That takes all of us. It takes all three levels of the defense. And that's certainly the message right now to our guys.
You were having sympathy pains, them trying to capture Deuce Vaughn out there, weren't you? Darren Sproles was there. He almost broke out in hives, Coach, watching Darren Sproles.
Yeah, whenever he walked, I saw him out there in pregame warmups hanging around in the end zone. I was like, that looks familiar. I've seen that before.
Hanging out in the end zone?
Yeah.
those two little guys were tough to get a handle on, man. Wow. K-State always tends to have one like that.
All right, we need a break. One more segment with Coach Riley when we come back. It includes our Butkus Brain Teaser tonight. Hey, it's OU Texas Week, everybody, and you're watching Sooner Sports Talk.
Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets from Love's Travel Stops, Riverwind Casino, and Homeland. Sooners Sports TV is brought to you by Riverwind Casino, still the one. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside of the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free.
Welcome back to Rudy's Sooner Sports Talk. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Teddy Lehman alongside. We will rejoin Coach Lincoln Riley here in just a bit. We got our Butkus Brain Teaser for tonight. Coming up as well, 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday. Radio coverage, by the way, will begin for you at 9 a.m. from the State Fair of Texas. Fair's back open.
I think it's going to be wild. It seems like across college football, and maybe it's because we had the year off and it just, you know, feels that way for whatever reason, but, gosh, it seems like there's some pent-up demand for college football out there.
Well, a lot of lot of fans couldn't go last year
yeah.
to this game. You know, it broke a ton of streaks. Fans who have gone to 20, 30 straight games and didn't get to go. So, no, you're right. It's going to be a – and you've got two fan bases that are excited about their football team so far this year. So, it should be a lot of fun. Before we go back to Coach Riley, your opinion on this Texas team we're going to see.
It's interesting. It's like a lot of Texas teams. You really don't know what you're going to get from week to week. Looked really solid to start off. Then went to Arkansas and got handled pretty easily. But you can almost look at this team as before Thompson at quarterback and after Thompson at quarterback. You know, he went in that Arkansas game late and gave them a jolt offensively, added some stuff in the running game, had two rushing touchdowns, was efficient throwing the ball. Then they go out, kill Rice, put up 70 against Tech, and it feels like they've got some real momentum going.
All right, Coach Riley joins us again. Your thoughts on what you see on tape of this Texas squad you'll see Saturday, Coach?
Yeah, playing well. You know, offensively, they obviously are featuring the tailback, and he's a really, really good player. Thompson, I think, as you guys were mentioning, has come in and done a nice job here for him in the last few weeks. So they've done a really good job there. You know, defensively as well, it's obviously a new scheme, new coordinator. Several familiar faces that we've seen defensively for the last few years. They're I would say, pretty good. Obviously talented like they always are at all three levels. I mean, they're playing well. They are. I mean, I think there's every part of their football team's a challenge. Kind of what you come to expect, you know, playing Texas and playing in this game.
You know, Ellinger, it feels like, played in this football game for two decades,
yeah.
right? And now they've got a first-time quarterback who's been on the roster for the game, but a first-time starter. Is there anything you do differently whenever you've got a first-time player coming into this type of game?
I mean, I still think you have to defend what's in front of you. I mean, I know this. It you know, obviously, you got to go play the game, but if I were picking, I'd rather have a guy that's been in it because it is a little unique. I mean, it certainly is. And so, I mean, I think for a quarterback, it's a big challenge. Obviously, there's been some pretty good quarterback play in this game as of late. And, both guys are coming in playing good football right now.
Different offensive schemes, obviously, and the talent tailback is different. But Adrian Martinez, you saw a couple of games back with Nebraska, there's that quarterback mobility connection there. That help you having seen it already?
I think so. The guys that can create, like we said before the Nebraska week, are a lot of times the toughest to defend. And the fact that they, you know, defensively we saw that. The fact that, you know, we've got a couple of guys in our room that can move around a little bit as well, I think it definitely helps. And, you know, that they get also, you know, a great week to, you know, feel like you've got some athleticism and some depth on the front where you can keep guys fresh. And we're going to need that because we're going to need to continually fire fresh bodies at this offense.
When you look at them defensively, what do you feel like maybe the main thing that you guys have to do well or have success at to win the game?
I mean, I think there's several, but, you look at the TCU game, I would say the big one that shows up to me is, you know, taking care of the football. You know, they've gotten some big turnovers in the wins. They've been able to make some of those as drives were going on, several in the plus side of the field. And they've done a good job turning those into points. So, you know, taking care of the football, I think, is always huge in this game. Running the football is, you know, traditionally a very big part of this game. And I think for us, just continuing to build on, you know, playing a more consistent game the week before, and hopefully we can do that again.
Got a new head coach down there, Steve Sarkisian. Coach, you got any connection with him in the past?
I think we've known of each other more than we've known each other. We've actually met. We've talked a few times on the phone, but actually met for the first time a couple weeks back at a high school game down in the Metroplex. So got to visit with him a little bit there. But, yeah, really good coach. Guy I followed throughout his career. Obviously, he's done a tremendous job at the many different stops that he's had. So no surprise to see coach having them playing well right now.
How's that phone call go? You tell him to stay out of your recruiting areas, or is there any trash talk going
yeah.
on?
You know, it's funny. It's like when you're not on the field and you're not competing against each other. I mean, you know, it's we're guys in the same business, you know, and whether it was, you know, Tom before or obviously Sark now. I mean, you know, friendly with those guys, tend to stay in touch. You know, we're not sending each other Christmas cards, but but you know, there's things that come up from time to time with our teams, or you know, with, you know, maybe issues you discuss at a conference meeting, or there's just different times where you interact with the different coaches in the league. So there's the competitive, you know, spot where we want to beat each other's brains in, and then there's the hey, we're kind of all coaches and all part of college football, and kind of that fraternity as well.
Who's the coach in the league that you get along with the least? No, I'm just kidding. Don't answer that.
I was about to answer.
Oh, okay, go right. Go ahead. All right, it's time for tonight's brain teaser, brought to you by the Oklahoma Education Association, fighting unapologetically for every student across the state, no matter their zip code. The perfect 5-0, like his football team on the year. What do you have for Coach Riley tonight, Ted?
Okay, we're going back to 2017. Texas has just taken the lead, 24-23. There's 7:53 left in the fourth quarter. First and 10, minus 22-yard line, right hash. It's the first play of the possession.
Threw an angle route to Mark Andrews.
Come on, I knew that one. Come on.
You knew that one?
I knew that one.
No, you didn't.
Well, I mean, they're clapping. We don't know if he got it right yet or not. So let's roll the video. Let's just get confirmation here of what the crowd assumes already. No, I didn't know that one. I thought it was maybe the touchdown play. So, no, I didn't know that.
No,
angle
just
route.
The
Lincoln
the
Riley 6-0, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable. All right, well.
Good.
Back to the drawing board.
I don't want him to miss it in OU Texas week. So
I know. I thought it was going to be somewhat difficult,
though.
It's like
a volleyball spike on your head that time right there.
Brutal.
All right, Coach, thanks as always for your time. Good luck down there at the State Fair of Texas, and go beat the Longhorns for us.
Right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Lincoln Appreciate Riley, everybody. Good stuff. We'll take a break. We got more show ahead. Stay with us. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by the Sooner Sports Podcast. Is your all-access radio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club, presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively.
Quentin Griffin is the setback. He'll get it on the option. And he's in. Griffin is in. Griffin for his fourth touchdown of the day.
Turn, they give the ball to Griffin, right side. That's a five, untouched into the end zone for the touchdown. He gives the ball to Griffin, and he got it for the touchdown. Ipa wanted that for Griffin. I saw his fist go in the air. Sixth touchdown for Griffin. All-time Sooner record for touchdowns in a game.
Sims gets the exchange, three-step drop, quick pass, intercepted at the 40, 35, 30. That's Thomas at the 25, 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Oklahoma. Unbelievable. As the defense scores, Rocky Thomas.
More great moments from OU Texas history. Here's our Big 12 report presented by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Visit KincaidCoach.com. For more information, Texas won in Fort Worth. Cowboys stay undefeated. 10-point win at home. No problem for Iowa State. How about Tech upsetting West Virginia?
Yeah, impressive there. Had to settle in after Shuck, the quarterback, gets hurt. Got the other guy in, Colomby, and he did good. West Virginia, a little bit of fall off after being up for Oklahoma. Boy, Oklahoma State, they got a defense now. Good football team.
Whether you're home gating or tailgating for the OU game, make a winning play with Tostitos chips. Tostitos packs the crunch for a touchdown in taste. offensively for OU last week felt like they took a step forward. Felt like an encouraging performance by Spencer Rattler and the guys. Agree?
I agree. There were some things we did in the running game that I think made life a little bit easier on our offensive line, more zone scheme stuff. Got Spencer Rattler outside the pocket in some boot play action. You know, typically our play action stuff is straight back off of our gap run game stuff. It's more difficult to protect. And with Rattler, no, there's not a lot of trust right now with the offensive line. So it's natural. He's been wanting to get outside of the pocket on some stuff anyways. Even, you know, he's been flush, but also sometimes whenever it's protected, he's been wanting to get out. The boot kind of cures all of that. It's a great great way to go play action off of the zone scheme. Plus, it naturally gets him outside of the pocket where he can get some good, clean vision down the field.
Short answer here. Defensively, do you feel like they took a step back Saturday?
It's hard to say. You know, there was tackling issues I think was the biggest problem. And we couldn't get to Skylar Thompson. Now, that offensive line played well for Kansas State. They knew their quarterback was banged up and hurt back there, and they were going to have to play great, and they did. But if we can't get to the quarterback and we can't tackle an open space against Texas, could be a long day.
All right, we'll take a break. Teddy's keys to victory for Oklahoma in the Red River Showdown. When we come back, final segment next. You're watching the Lincoln Riley Show here at Rudy's.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. OU's football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
Under center is Chris Sims. One back behind him. Sooner showing blitz. Sims may be changing the play. Gets the exchange, retreats in the end zone, and the ball. A touchdown, Oklahoma. Jimmy Lehman on the interception as Sims was hit. The ball went in the air.
There's the blitz. Touchdown, Lehman. Touchdown, Oklahoma. Williams got him on the blitz. Lehman on the pick. OU is going to win it again.
That's that guy right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Disturbing that was 20 years ago.
20 years ago this year.
Oh, that just hurts to say.
You know, because if you do the math, you're about to turn 40.
Like, so I was 19 years old when that happened.
Next month.
Just a young kid, man.
Maybe the greatest play in OU Texas history right there, and that guy made it with some help from Roy.
A little bit.
Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app in order, you could start earning points toward delicious rewards. Attention, student gamers, the $150,000 Level Next Madden National Championship is back. Sponsored by Unilever, supporting Feeding America with 1 million meals this fall. Registration closes October 11th, so be sure to sign up now at levelnextesports.com. You got 2 minutes. Keys to victory for OU against Texas.
Well, I think number one is, and we spent a lot of time talking about this stat in this football game, but it's really any football game. We've got to outrush Texas, and it means more now because we struggled running the football, and Texas is coming into this thing and, you know, off of a really big day, 275 or so yards against TCU. Our defense has been pretty good against the run so far, so I think that could really tell the tale of the football game. We've got to get pressure on Thompson. We didn't get enough against Skylar Thompson. We've got to get enough this week. If we give time in the pocket, allow him to scramble around, create plays with his legs, it's going to be difficult to win the game. And then I say we got to win the details of the football game. The kicking game, penalties, situational football, red zone, fourth downs, you know, being smart with situational aspects of the game. And I would say the last thing, hydrate.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be 95 degrees.
Yep.
It's going to feel 110 at the state fair, and we just played in a overcast 70-degree game at Kansas State. It's going to feel totally different this week.
If it's a close game, the team with more gas in the tank in the fourth quarter is going to win it. That's a good point you make. What did Coach Merv used to always tell us? Boys, there's no longer game than OU Texas.
That's right.
It feels like it goes forever and ever and ever. All right, way to go. Good job. Teddy Lehman, everybody.
Fun.
He'll be on the radio broadcast 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us. Kickoff just after 11, and we'll see you next week right here at Rudy's. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.